Marty speaking.
Marty, Cameron Slater here.
Oh, g'day there. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, good. Look, thanks for calling back.
That's all right.
What it is I've got a complaint received from
Matt Longfield.
And I see that you're a fan of his at the moment. Look, in relation, just having a quick look through the complaint, it appears that what you've got listed and displayed on your, is it a blog site or a website?
Yeah.
Relates to documents and stuff that he reports were stolen from, we're on a hard drive or a computer.
Yeah.
Which has somehow gone missing, either through a burglary or a theft.
Yep.
And
So he says.
Yep. And, that's what he's saying. And that information is showing up on your website. So I'm wondering if you can explain.
Well, he wrote me a letter saying that he'd been to see you guys.
Yeah.
And he said that this related to a theft or allegedly a theft in 2010, that a complaint had been laid at that time.
Yeah.
Have you got a copy of that complaint?
I'm not sure if it's on here. The complaint that I'm looking at now relates to one that he's made recently.
So it's a new complaint. But he alleged that this was subject to a former complaint in 2010.
I think he reported it as a burglary or a theft.
Yeah.
That's what he says it was.
But yep. Have you found that original complaint? And I appreciate that he has laid a new one.
Yep.
But Matt Blomfield and the evidence that I have and I have presented on the blog and am yet to present suggests that Matt Blomfield has a history of laying vexatious complaints with the police and other authorities, including the Serious Fraud Office.
Yep.
In order to deflect from his own behaviour.
Okay.
So the original complaint is the most important, because that's the complaint around the theft and burglary. Now,
yeah,
I can tell you that that's in 2010, if that would help you.
Yeah, I have got a complaint from February in 2010.
Yep. And who laid that complaint? Because I think you'll find it's not Matt Blomfield.
No.
It's Warren Powell.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Yep.
So Matt Blomfield's come to you and he's complained about a theft of his, what he says is his stuff.
Yeah.
When in actual fact the theft was of Warren Powell's.
No, not quite. He's said that when that theft occurred, Warren Powell just happened to be the person to report it.
Warren Powell is the owner of the things that he says have been stolen, which include variously a $17,000 painting and other items, of which I've got a full list.
Yeah.
These items that Matt Blomfield has come to visit you were not stolen at that time in 2010 and have not ever been stolen. And I have an audit trail of how I have got this, but obviously that comes from my source. And I can't disclose who my source is.
Okay. Very, very simply then, the information which was, at 2010, the items that were stolen then, Mr. Blomfield stating that when these other items were stolen, it went from the same office block, same area, and his items went missing.
Yeah, it's just down the road from Sky City.
I don't know. But they went missing at the same time. And at the time, he was in business or something or other with Warren Powell, and Warren was the one that reported it to police. So it doesn't matter whether we got the report directly from him or not.
Oh, no, I understand that. All I'm saying is
that's what it comes down to. But the information now which is reportedly up on your blog site could have been from items stolen during this reported theft.
Unfortunately,
so what I'd like to know is, you've somehow got hold of this information from hard drives, okay? So I'm not talking about the individual, and stuff out of filing cabinets or something like that. what I'd like to know from you, this is how you can assist me, is do you have possession of the items, the original items, like the hard drives and any other documents? Because if you have, well then you've received those items having been stolen from a crime.
It hasn't been proven that it's been stolen from a crime. You're making an assertion
based on
an allegation from a proven fraudster and proven liar.
Yeah. What I'm doing is following up on his complaint.
Yeah, I understand that.
As you know, there's many avenues and everybody has a different version of events.
Yep, no issue.
But if that information, for him, it went missing, okay? So whether it be lost or stolen, it's still his property.
He could have given it away.
Well, he's telling us he isn't, so I have to take it on face value then that he hasn't given it away.
So you take things on face value from him, but you won't take things on face value
from
me.
Well, this is his complaint, and
I know, but you're investigating, you're asking me questions, and I'm giving you answers, and you don't like those answers because they don't wash with what Matt Blomfield said.
No, you're talking to me about his other things, his business dealings, and whatever that happens to be. That's got nothing to do with what I'm investigating.
Sure.
Okay? That's something which you're interested in. That's not something I'm interested in. I'm interested in the physical,
items. Exactly. And you asked me whether or not those were stolen, and I'm telling you they were not stolen, and you won't accept that.
No, you're still... You're saying that I'm not accepting that, okay? Those, your words, not mine.
Yeah.
I'm asking you... Straight outright, do you have possession of any hard drives or hard documents which to me would have been the possession of Matthew Blomfield?
But you're asking me a have you stopped beating your wife question.
Sorry?
I can't answer that question.
Have you what?
You're asking me a have you stopped beating your wife yet question, to which any answer, yes or no, is a bad answer.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's totally different.
No, it's not. You're asking me exactly the same thing. Do I have it in my possession right now? No. Do I know where they are? Yes. I know where multiple copies of everything is.
Yeah, I'm not talking about copies.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would like to
say... I have protected forensically the drive that Matt Blomfield handed over voluntarily to a third party. I've protected it forensically. It needs to be protected forensically because inside that hard drive, it outlines multiple frauds and claims, multiple frauds, dishonesty, offences, conversion. In fact, just in the last couple of days, I've assisted a liquidator to recover items that Matt Blomfield reported stolen in the past, which he actually sold. And the trail of that is all about to land on somebody's desk somewhere in your organisation.
Well, exactly. That would all come out in the woodwork, wouldn't it? Because it would be part of the investigation. So if it's a false complaint that he's made, well, then that will come out. But that's what I'm
calling. Well, the only way that I can actually prove that it's a false complaint that he made would be to... actually reveal who my sources are. Now, journalists and reporters don't do that.
Yeah, but you're not the one that needs to prove it, okay?
Yeah. Who does then?
Police do. So, if you have information which can support the investigation, but it's still the police which would ultimately prosecute and decide whether or not it was a false complaint or not, right?
But how can I give you that information without revealing my sources, something that I should not do?
Well, you've been quite coy about the whole lot to start with at the moment, so...
Well, of course I'm protecting my sources.
Yeah. But very, very simply, you can still answer a couple of questions with a yes or no, which would, you know, satisfy the start of this investigation.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And that still starts with...
Are they in my position? The answer is no.
Okay. Well, that's simple.
Yeah. They're not in my possession, but I know where they are.
And the information on them, have you had anything to do yourself, with downloading and distributing the information on them?
To who?
To anyone, for your own purpose.
Well, of course I'm looking at the files and I'm telling a story about the life of Matt Blomfield and his life of deceit. So, the, You know, the answer to that is, of course, because that information is on my website.
Are you looking at it, though, from the original?
No,
or
I'm looking at a copy.
Okay, which makes a difference.
Yeah, I'm looking at a copy.
A copy, yeah.
As I said, I understand and I have made sure that the original is forensically protected because it's likely to end up with a serious fraud office.
You and Matt Blomfield, I don't know either.
I've
of
never
you.
Met them.
So you don't, there's nothing personally between you guys?
No.
There's no personal vendetta here or anything
no,
like
I've
that?
No, I've never met the man. I was approached by several sources who said that they've got a story.
Yeah.
They've got information. It's quite astounding. It's so large that a newspaper or a TV channel couldn't possibly actually begin to even look at it. There's so much information it could even be a book. I've spent 3 to 4 months looking over files and data, and I started telling the story, and then as soon as I started telling the truth about Matt Blomfield, he goes and lays a complaint with you guys. This is also, by the way, and I can prove this with his emails, this is his MO. When it comes to coming under a bit of pressure, he goes and lays a complaint with an authority. The most recent complaint that he laid was with the Serious Fraud Office, that complaint was rejected out of hand. Although the people he laid the complaint about were subjected to rigorous investigation by the SFO, and I don't know if you've ever had anything to do with them, but it ain't a whole lot of fun, put it that way. So this is his MO. I note in the records of the emails that he has, I mean, I've got 142 different emails where North Shore Police is referenced in the emails. He's got made numerous complaints. I mean, I think he'd probably be your most serial complainer.
Oh, I'll tell you, we've got some pretty top contenders for that.
Well, he'd be right up there, mate, I tell you. But I find it very interesting, and I'm tracking it down. But I find it very interesting that every complaint that he makes is made to North Shore. Every single complaint. And considering he lives in Greenhithe, it's a little bit amusing.
No, Greenhithe falls within North Shore's catchment area.
Yeah, but he always comes to you guys. And I'm pretty sure it's related to his relationship with a lawyer called Bruce Johnson.
I haven't heard that name before.
No. But anyway, it's all in the emails. It'll eventually come out. But
if he's trying to stop you from doing something and putting stuff off copies,
yeah,
on, like you tell me, onto your blog site,
yeah,
that's for him to follow up with.
Well, it's a civil action, really,
civil
isn't it?
And that sort of thing. What I'm interested in is actually, he has made a complaint that,
yeah,
lost, stolen, taken by somebody else and not in his possession anymore. And that's where this information's coming from, of hard drives and documents from some time ago. And I have to take it on the face value, like I said before, that what he's telling me is the truth. But if you have information or someone else can provide that information to say, no, he's actually given these away,
yeah,
well then that's going to assist with my investigation.
Well, in order to do that would reveal my sources, and given Matt Blomfield's propensity to violence and intimidatory behaviour using his brother Dan, it's not something I'm prepared to do, is put my sources at risk.
Okay. So everything that you've got and got hold of,
yep,
is copies?
Yes, correct.
Copies? Okay. Some of the information which he's photocopied off or printed off your site is actually like a scanned document.
Yep.
So they haven't actually been on his hard drive to start with. So the scanning of what could be original documents, are you having anything to do with that?
I'm in terms of physically putting them in a scanner?
Yeah.
No.
And again, they come into your possession how?
Well, multiple ways.
copy is coming into your possession?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're receiving a copy of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. In relation then to proving that what he's telling us about his hard drives and personal documents were stolen,
yeah.
And you're telling me that they weren't stolen.
Correct.
The only way for me to, as you say, is your source has these,
yeah.
Creates the only sort of, until I can actually find that out, because I'm hearing it could be third, fourth hand through you.
Yeah.
I actually need to find that out through the original, through somebody else. Is there some way that you can think that you can, that can be done? Perhaps you can talk to this person?
Well, the thing is I can't reveal, you can't reveal your sources. Revealing your sources puts them at risk, particularly with someone like Matt Blomfield and the way that he carries on. I've got evidence of him laying false, putting out false debts and having debt collectors chase people up.
Yeah.
I've actually got evidence of him being involved in illegal repossessions. The guy does standover.
So
he does have a propensity to threaten when he's cornered, and he uses his brother as well. There's one guy who's one of my sources, and he's got a string of text messages from Dan Blomfield, who's Matt's brother, to him saying he's going to come around and kneecap him and bash him and all sorts of stuff like that. He's of the same opinion that I am, that when somebody makes threats via a telephone or email or text message, they very rarely are going to act on those threats. If you're going to get bashed, the people just come and bash you and they don't tell you they're going to do it.
Oh, I wouldn't like to agree or disagree with that.
No, that's just my life experience.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone's talking about bashing you, they very rarely don't do it.
Yeah, okay. Look, just a couple of other questions.
Sure.
Matt Blomfield and his wife or partner have received a couple of Skype messages. On the 25th of April and the 4th of May. Have you had anything to do with sending them Skype messages directly to their mobiles or their inbox?
The only phone number that I've got for Matt Blomfield is the one that he rang me on. I'm not sure if that even works again. I've never sent him a text message. The only time I've ever communicated with Matt is him sending me an email, or me actually physically phoning him, for which I have a recording of every call.
Yeah, okay. So you haven't sent him anything through Skype?
No.
Nothing of a threatening nature or derogatory or anything like that?
I don't operate like that, mate.
Okay. No, just need to ask.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just telling a story, and I've been totally upfront about how I'm telling that story.
Yep.
And I've spoken to him about that, and he knows that.
Okay. With leaving Matt Blomfield aside, is there a way that you can leave out his family in any future things?
The only time his family has been included in any of the stories when it's relevant to the story in relation to ownership shares, ownership of, or directorships, company details like that.
Okay.
To leave out the fact that his wife / partner / whatever alias she is using at the time, she uses three different names, is related, I can't leave that out, and I won't say that I will, but I certainly am never going to. There's quite a bit of personal information that's in the thing. I've given an assurance to Matt that will never come out. It's not relevant to any story with regards to fraud and such things as that.
And I hope that you're presuming things like family photographs and.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And any originals of those that aren't data, i.e., physical ones. If I come across those, then I'll package those up and send them back to him.
Okay. Because I think his wife has got, or partner has got, the concerns about things to do with their kids and family.
No, it's got nothing to do with kids at all. I mean, they've got nothing to do with this. It's the actions of him and her in perpetrating large-scale fraud against multiple companies. It's got nothing to do with the children. Never should bring children into
it. Okay. Yeah. Because I think in one of your blogs there was a couple of people talking about photos.
I've got no control over what people might comment on my blog.
You had a hard drive containing his files that you put up to whoever wanted to pick it up?
Yep.
Yep. On that hard drive, does that have things like...
On the copy, I've removed those things.
They're removed from there, so it's not going to get out in the public or... It seems very unprofessional.
No media would do that anyway.
No, but you never know who's going to pick it up.
Yeah, I do know who's going to pick it up.
Okay.
I'm in control of distributing that copy, but I wouldn't give that to anything other than someone who's a reputable journalist, and they would never do that in any way. I've removed those items.
Okay. Okay. So I can give that reassurance to his partner?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Hey, look, I may need to give you a call back.
Sure.
Is it the 263...
Oh, that's at the office where I am now. I'm not there often. Mobile's the best,
021-535-724.
535-724?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for getting back to me. I'll just go and have a chat with my supervisor in relation to what we've discussed.
Yeah.
And, of course, if what he's saying that he actually gave, if what you're telling me that he gave away these items, I mean, that's something which kind of needs to, police needs to be able to prove that as evidence, otherwise we have to sort of...
Well, again, same thing as if you're dealing with a media organisation. I can't reveal my sources.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, hey, look, thanks for the chat, and if I need anything else, I'll give you a call back.
Yep, okay.
Thanks, Cameron.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Can I ask, sorry, can I ask how